This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So Google just blacklisted the entire Natural News website. 140,000 plus pages, I don't know the exact count. They completely blacklisted it as of this morning. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to the Health Ranger podcast. I'm, of course, the founder and editor of naturalnews.com, which has been really one of the top truth-telling websites on the planet. Has helped literally millions of people increase their knowledge of nutrition, and it's credited with saving thousands of lives of people who would have died of cancer, or would have died of heart disease, or would have died of diabetes complications, and now they're alive because of Natural News. And Google thinks that you shouldn't really be allowed to read life-saving articles. So they've engaged in a modern-day high-tech book burning, sort of the internet Gestapo, and they have removed Natural News, all of it, every bit of it, from the index. Now, you can still find searches for natural.news, but not naturalnews.com. Natural.news is a relatively small new domain that we launched, frankly, as a backup plan in case they did this, because we anticipated this. But let me give you some background story on this incredible censorship that's taking place so that you know exactly what's going on. Last week, now I'm recording this on a Wednesday. What is today? February 22nd, 2017. Last week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, I went public with the fact that I had received a direct threat. A group, I don't know exactly who they are. I can take some guesses. I'm pretty sure I know who they are. But a group threatened me and delivered a threat to me that said, if I don't take down Alex Jones by releasing opposition research information that they had provided to me, that if I didn't publicly take down Alex Jones, they were going to destroy me. They were going to defame my character, censor, destroy, discredit, whatever. And this threat, this is the second round of communication. Well, it's not communication, it's one way. They tell me stuff. I don't have any way to communicate back to them. So this is the second threat, the second communication from this group. And I decided to go public with it. And I said, I went public, I did an article on Natural News, and I said, no way am I going to play ball with this group. I am not going to go stab Alex Jones in the back and put out crap on him just because I want this group to not hurt me. I mean, what a cowardly act that would be. And it would also be stupid because, of course, they would turn around and then destroy me next. Right? They would just go down the line, try to find somebody else who could destroy me. This is the same group that also offered me $50,000 to be part of this. So I guess at some point they would have had to pay up if I had been stupid enough to take that. But they'd probably say, oh, good job, we're not going to pay you now. Go screw yourself. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to play ball with these backstabbers and traitors. Basically, it's the left wing, it's the globalists, it's the Soros-funded front groups, it's all of those people. That's who this is. And since I went public with that, I think last Thursday or Friday, guess what has happened? Over the weekend, they released massive Oppo research on Milo Yiannopoulos. Massive research, and it came from a Soros-funded front group linked to this guy, this Utah guy, I forgot his name, McMillan or McMallon or something like that. So they took down Milo Yiannopoulos. He resigned from Breitbart, I think on Monday Monday. So this was their effort to target Breitbart and try to discredit Breitbart. So they took out Milo. He's the gay conservative entertainer slash provocateur. He likes pissing off people and provoking responses, which is fine. It's a form of free speech and entertainment and even thought-provoking, but he said some really twisted, sick stuff about consensual sex between older men and younger boys, something like that, and of course, that was the end of that. you know, it's kind of hard to defend that. So they took out Milo on Monday. Then on Tuesday, they fired a major salvo against InfoWars, the ad roll company, which is basically directed by Google. Like, Google tells them what to do. They are a network. They are an ad network, a multi-site, cross-site advertiser network. And InfoWars had been using them for many years to provide revenue to the InfoWars store. Adroll cut off InfoWars on Tuesday. And basically, this is sabotage. This is economic sabotage. They're cutting off the revenue funding for InfoWars to try to shut down the entire operation and silence them, silence their speech. So that happened on Tuesday. Jones went public and said it's going to cost him about $3 million a year in lost revenues that he had hoped could help fund a Washington, D.C. bureau to cover Donald Trump there in D.C. with some honest reporting. And can you imagine InfoWars in the press room, the White House press room? That would be really fun to see. And have Trump call on InfoWars instead of fake news CNN. That would be hilarious. That's worth $1 million right there just to see that. In any case, Adroll cut off InfoWars, right? It's economic sabotage. And then, that was Tuesday. Then Wednesday, I wake up, guess what? Google blacklists Natural News. The entire website taken down, taken offline. Not a single search result from naturalnews.com is now can now be seen anywhere on Google. And that's a big deal because Natural News has a very high page rank. There are probably 25 to 30,000 other domains that link to Natural News. Natural News has been running for over a decade, has over 140,000 content pages. We link out to cited sources that are over 100,000 cited sources, including many scientific citations, National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health, NASA, CDC, FDA, hundreds of different universities, you name it. It is a massive, it's basically a library of human knowledge that helps people live healthier, happier lives, and also exposes the corruption and the criminality in the status quo. So Google just decided to take it out. And what we do know now, this is new information, we now know, number one, there was not any warning given to Natural News. We're registered with the what's called Webmaster Tools with Google, which is a way where you can monitor things that are possible problems with your website. We monitor that. We look at it. There have been no warnings, no red flags, nothing. And then we find out that this was a human decision. Yes, this was a human decision. So an individual just decided to blacklist the entire Natural News website. In other words, this was not an algorithmic banning. And that's a very important distinction to understand. Many sites are banned because the Google algorithm finds malicious code on their website, for example, or finds that they're participating in an unscrupulous paid link farm operation, for example, or finds that they are doing weird redirects or what's called black hat SEO techniques, things like that. None of that was reported or discovered or warned about or anything with Natural News, because we don't use those techniques. We never have, we never do, we've never even been warned or cited or anything like that, never even been accused of using those techniques. We just write good content, that's it. We write great content, and then people link to it. That's it. That's basically our whole strategy. It's very simple. And so, but someone made a human decision to cut us off and to do it for the entire website. So this is the kind of war against information that Google is now waging. This is a communist China kind of censorship that you are witnessing here right now. And this is an effort to cut off people from Natural News articles, which warn about mercury in vaccines. We warn about toxic pharmaceuticals. We warn about corruption in government. We warn about corruption of the scientific method with the EPA, the climate change hoax, all of these things. We back it up. it's not just opinion pieces, even though there are many opinion pieces. It's also a lot of legitimate journalistic articles, well-cited, well-researched, backed up, cited from all kinds of sources. We never engage in plagiarism. We cite every source. We quote every source. I mean, this site is a shining example of real independent media journalism today. And that's why it had to be silenced. That's why they had to take it down. Because the fake news media is imploding. It's crumbling by the day, it seems. You know, CNN is fake news. Where are people turning instead? They're going to independent media outlets like Natural News and other members of the independent media. Breitbart, you know, has risen up and become huge. You know, InfoWars is also huge. And there's so many others out there, from Activist Post to Zero Hedge, just, you know, a long list of others. Alt Market, Blacklisted News, GovernmentSlaves.info, a bunch of sites. Just sort of the new media, right? And so they have to cover up, they have to suppress real journalism, because all they can allow is fake journalism. And remember, it was back in, I think, 2012 or 2011 when Google ripped all the independent media out of their Google News index. That was pure censorship, right? They said, well, you're not considered official news, so we're just going to rip you out of the Google News index. So that happened. And now if you go to Google News to look on about any subject, like, let's say, Donald Trump, it's just going to be negative, 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 everything negative about Donald Trump. Whereas in the real world, it's not all negative. It's about actually a little more than half positive in the real world. I mean, that's reflected, you know, in the Electoral College vote and in social media comments and so on and so forth. Or at least you could say it's about half-half, roughly. It's about half-half, right? About half the country loves Trump, about half hates him. But if you go to Google News, it's all hatred for Trump. So they're doing the same thing now with Natural News, where they're trying to silence us so that no one can see our side of the story on vaccines, or our side of the story on statin drugs, for example, or our side of the story on how NASA covered up the discovery of microbial life on Mars in 1976 with the Viking lander, I believe. I mean, no matter what the subject is, Natural News has a side of the story usually that you've never heard, that will not be covered by the mainstream media. And you may not always agree with it, but don't you have the right to read, the right to view another point of view, the right to make your own decision and compare explanations or compare research, compare articles, decide for yourself who's telling the truth and who isn't? Google has just taken that right away from you, because Google is the Ministry of Truth. I mean, it's not just a front for the NSA. We know it's doing all that stuff. We know it's collecting all of your surfing habits, all of your search habits, all of your emails, you know, and many more things. It's building a psychological profile on you and sharing that with the NSA. Google is a part of the police state apparatus, the surveillance state. We know that, but that's not even my focus here. It has now become a Ministry of Truth of censorship. So only now official points of view are allowed to even be found in the search index on Google. So if they continue this pattern, they're going to wipe out all information about the toxicity of mercury in vaccines. Even though mercury is a known neurotoxin, it's listed on the table of elements. It is extremely toxic. The CDC's own research shows that the ethyl mercury that's in vaccines is extremely toxic to cells. But that's all going to be censored now. This is Google censoring science, real science, shutting down the scientific method, which is supposed to allow debate, and it's supposed to allow new ideas to challenge the old status quo. Otherwise, how do you have scientific revolutions? How do you have innovation? How do you move forward as a society if you can't ask new questions and challenge the old narratives? See, Google now, which once said it was going to do no evil, is now sitting there and saying, we're not going to allow science to move forward at all unless it's our approved science. And that doesn't include any discussion about mercury and vaccines harming children, because that's not, quote, scientific, even though it is. And in order to believe that it's safe to inject a child with mercury, you actually have to be the most anti-science quack on the planet. It's insane to think that you can inject a toxic, harmful substance into a child and that it's going to have no negative side effect. That's insane. That's anti-science. The real science is the kind of science that we cover at Natural News. And that's why we're known for it. That's why we have so many millions of readers and millions of fans. That is why we are, at times, the number one natural health news website on the internet, and certainly one of the leaders of independent media. That's why they have to try to shut us down. And so I'm curious to see what Google is going to do with this. Are they going to reinstate us in their index and say, no, you're not banned. It was just a technical glitch. Or are they going to say, yeah, you're banned for life. We don't agree with your information. We are the Ministry of Truth. We decide who gets in and who doesn't, and we don't like your content. You're out. Because if that latter answer is their answer, then it is an admission that they are pure evil. It is an admission that they are now going to remove leading websites, some of the most popular websites in the world, if they don't like what you're saying. If you challenge the status quo, if you're not pro illegal immigrants, if you're not pro transgender normalization, let's say, there's all kinds of issues. If you're not pro climate change, if you're not pro injecting children with vaccines until autism rates skyrocket across the country, if you're not pro DNC and Hillary Clinton, if you don't support all of these status quo obedient demands of the system, then you're going to be censored, or at least you have a risk of being censored. You're on the chopping block because they're going to burn your books digitally. They're going to silence you. They're going to make sure that no one can discover your information because your information is apparently too dangerous to allow people to read. Oh, yes, my information is dangerous. Like, for example, we ran, 600 water samples through our laboratory that people had sent in from across the country. And we discovered that I think 6.7% of the municipal water supply in America is contaminated with toxic levels of heavy metals that exceed EPA limits. 6.7% of the water supply, which is many millions of people. I guess they don't want you to see that because that might be dangerous information. Or how about the time that we offered to do free laboratory testing for all of the Native American communities that might be impacted by pipeline spills or oil spills in their areas? Because I'm concerned about that. You know, I want to protect the environment too. So we offered free testing. Well, now Native Americans can't find that article because Google yanked it. Because they don't want Native Americans to be able to find free resources to test their water. I mean, and I could go on and on. There are literally 140,000 articles on Natural News, and every one of them provides some kind of unique information, analysis, or sometimes satire, sometimes it's opinion. But every article has something of value to humanity and to human society. And frankly, a value to every debate and every dialogue that's supposed to be taking place. But you see, that's what Google is doing now, is just saying, there is no debate. You can't debate. You can't argue. There's no dialogue. It's basically, sit down and shut the F up. We're going to tell you what to believe. We're going to tell you what science is. And you just have to sit there and swallow it. You can't challenge it. There is no more debate in the world run by Google and the Ministry of Truth. The Orwellian world of censorship is now coming to fruition through Google and Facebook and Zuckerberg, who is a globalist idiot, a tyrant. Maybe he's not an idiot, but he's a selfish little dweeb tyrant. I don't know. He's just kind of guy that just makes you want to pull your hair out because you know he didn't earn anything that he got. But the point is, These globalists, they just want to shut down all legitimate sources of truthful information. They know that the mainstream media no longer practices journalism. It's all fake news. It's all scripted. It's all run by corporations and governments and globalists. And that's it. The CNN isn't the media anymore. CNN is fake news. It's scripted. It's false flags. There's crisis actors. There's green screens. It is fake. It is theater for your mind. And the last thing they can allow you to do is access legitimate, real information that's based in truth. Because that, oh my God, that is a threat to the power structure. That is a threat to the globalists. They can't let you find out the truth about anything. The Federal Reserve, the coming global debt collapse, the dangers of vaccine ingredients, the fraud of pharmaceuticals and off-label prescribing, which makes a mockery of the so-called gold standard of scientific evidence, the corruption inside the USDA and collusion with Monsanto and the biotech industry, the collusion of the EPA with polluters all around the country through this issue, what's called biosludge, where they allow industrial pollution to be renamed fertilizer and spread on farms all across America. These are the kinds of things that I expose, because I'm a real investigative journalist. I'm a real scientist. I run my own science lab. I put out we're launching a film called Biosludged that exposes this, and we interview scientific whistleblowers from inside the EPA, like Dr. David Lewis, for example. You can see the trailer yourself right now. Go to biosludged.com. No doubt that will be censored by Google too, because look, all of this, when you tell the truth, you become enemy number one in a society that's rooted in evil and corruption and globalist agendas of silencing people, demanding obedience, poisoning people. What do you think the food industry exists for? I mean, it's to make money while poisoning people so that they become customers of the pharmaceutical industry. It's all a big racket, folks. And more people are waking up to that, so that's why they have to now get very aggressive at shutting everybody down. Who's telling the truth? Now, did Google ban CNN when they got caught lying, or the Washington Post when they fabricated a totally fake news story that claimed that Natural News was working for the Russians? How ridiculous. But no, Google didn't ban WashingtonPost.com, because that's the official propaganda. Yeah, that's all. It all must be true, because Google links to Washington Post as a major news source, even though they fabricate false stories every day. They sit around and just make stuff up. They do it deliberately. They're trying to destroy Trump, and they're trying to destroy Trump's supporters, and they're willing to do anything, any assault against free speech that they can get away with, they will roll it out. And then we find out later on, by the way, the Washington Post actually takes money from the Russian government to run these so-called native advertising inserts in their paper that contain Russian propaganda. So here's the Washington Post accusing Natural News of working for the Russians, while the Washington Post is actually taking money from the Russians to print Russian propaganda. It doesn't get any more twisted than this. And which site does Google keep in their index? Washington Post, of course, because that's the official propaganda. So this is what it has come to. It is an all-out war against your mind. It's an all-out war. It's an information war. You know, hence the name InfoWars. Alex Jones was, you know, decades ahead of his time in recognizing that that's how future wars are going to be fought and won or lost. It's an info war. And it's full on right now. They're censoring everything that they don't want you to see. And it's full on. So We'll just have to see where this goes. What's interesting to me is that, again, if Google keeps Natural News censored, they are admitting that they are now a political pawn of the globalists and that they are engaged in active, deliberate censorship of views that they personally don't like. And that basically would be the downfall of Google credibility, because as word of that spread, people would just have to abandon Google if they're going to be intelligent at all. If they want to know real truth, real news, real information, you have to go to an independent search engine that's less biased, which, like, I've got a search engine. It's all about the independent media. It's called goodgopher.com. Go to goodgopher.com and you can search the independent media, or go to duckduckgo.com for, you know, an alternative to Google. There are other alternatives out there as well. There's Bing, of course, which is also an alternative to Google. But it's going to be very interesting to me to see how this plays out, because, you know, whether Google censors Natural News or not is, you know, that's I can't control that, right? But if they do, it means that Natural News will go down in history as the independent media publisher that proved that Google was the ministry of truth, Orwellian style. that would be a milestone. So if that's the way they want to play this, then, you know, that's what history is going to show. And that will be the beginning of the downfall of Google, which would be a great thing to be part of if they're going to act in such an evil way. So we'll see. Just stay tuned, you know, go to naturalnews.com, type it in your browser, because you're not going to find it through Google. You're not going to find it through Facebook much of the time. They censor articles. You know, every internet gatekeeper is censoring us left and right. So you're going to have to launch your browser, type in naturalnews.com every day. We publish every morning and every evening. Now we're publishing typically twice a day. Bookmark the website and read it every day. And you're going to find truth and real news that is censored everywhere else. And that's very, very valuable. So we're going to still be here, you know, whether or not we're indexed by Google. We're still going to tell the truth, and we might even get more popular if we're censored by Google, because citizens love to read whatever they're not allowed to read. So if we're censored, if we're blacklisted, it's going to be like, hey, everybody, you know, go check out Natural News, because their information is so dangerous, you're not even allowed to see it in a search engine. Well, what is it? That's what everybody's going to ask. Well, what kind of information is so dangerous that it's banished? Yeah, come to naturalnews.com and find out. So just tell your friends, spread the word. It's official. The globalists are blacklisting Natural News because our information is too dangerous to allow the public to see. That is the state that we have reached now. And that's the level of insanity that we have reached now. It's amazing. So thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Also, check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Support our films for humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.